Blog Talk Radio.
A basket today. Yesterday we took them to Easter egg hunting.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we made them a basket today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Kept it simple.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You talked to Andrew too, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes, I did. We might be the only one on here tonight, huh?
Might be.
Well, here everybody got some callers.
Might have company.
Auntie Betty?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
Good, and you?
Fine.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Auntie Marie?
Yes. Hello. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Thank
Happy
you.
Happy Easter. Okay, Mom, if you want to get started reading an Exodus while we'll wait to see if others are going to join in.
Okay. I'm in Exodus chapter 16, starting at the 28th verse. And it reads, "And the Lord said unto Moses, How long refuse ye to keep my commandment and my law? See, for that the Lord has given you the Sabbath, he gives you on the sixth day the bread of days. Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the Sabbath day. So the people rested on the seventh day. And the house of Israel called the name thereof manna, and it was like corn seed, white as the taste of it was like wafer made with honey. And Moses said, This is the thing which the Lord commanded. Fill an omer of it to be kept for your generation, that they may see the bread wherewith I have fed you in the wilderness. When I brought forth from the land of Egypt, and Moses said to Aaron, Take a pot and put an omer full of manna therein, and lay it up before the Lord to be kept for your generation. As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years until they came to a land inhabited. They did manna until they came unto the border of the land of Canaan. Now, an omer is the tenth part of an Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we did have a caller to join in. Last four digits 6611.
Auntie Carrie.
Auntie Carrie, good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I'll do a roll call and we'll go ahead and get started with our program. I have Mom and Dad, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, and Auntie Carrie. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son so that we will have life full of peace and joy. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Okay. Amen. Well, we welcome you to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. Tonight is an open session, so I pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. If everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to continue to come together to give you honor and to praise your name. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this week, for some of us may have experienced some bumps, storms, trial, tribulation, but you saw to it that we made it. Father God, we thank you for every day. We thank you for your love, for your patience, and for your guidance. Father God, most of all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, we ask that you remove all evil spirit away from our prayer service tonight and allow us to hear your wonderful words being shared. And to help us to be doers of your word, and Father God, we ask that you lead and guide us the way that you want us to go. We ask that you bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us. And may you continue to bless America and other nations. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, all right. I'll just go down the list, have something to share. Please do so. If not, just say pass. And I will start with Daddy.
Yeah. Be reading the resurrection of Jesus.
Amen.
Beside Matthew 8, 1 through 10. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the 14th of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. As for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became a dead man. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear not, you are fear not you, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I think we had Auntie Doctor join us.
Yes.
Okay, amen. Are you by yourself?
Yes.
Okay, you sound better this week. Feeling good?
Yeah, I feel good. It come and goes.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. All right. My next candidate will be Auntie Betty.
Yes.
Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm going to read a daily prayer by Helen Steiner Rice. I meet God in the morning and go with him throughout the day. Then in the filling of the night, before sleep come, I pray that God would just take over all the problems I couldn't solve. And in the peacefulness of sleep, my care will all dissolve. But when I open up my eyes to greet another day, I will find myself renewed in strength, and that will open up a way. To me, what seemed impossible for me to fall alone, and once again, I will be assured I am never on my own. So if we try to stand alone, we are weak and we will fall. For God is always greater when we are helpless, lost, and small. And no day is unmeetable. If on rising, our first thought is to thank God for the blessing that his loving care has brought. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. And I will go to Mom. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Okay, I'm going to be reading from Amos that restore us again. In Amos 9, the prophet chronicles how Israel lost his original relationship with God because they continued and willfully sinned it, provoking him to anger and judgment. Their worship was complacent. Their business practice was unjust. Their social and moral value was almost non-existent. Their government was corrupt, and equal rights for the poor was absent. Amos tells of the coming punishment, death, destruction, and exile because it is sin. Was there any hope for Israel? Yes, their hope was in the mercy of God. Israel appealed to God in this crisis. In repentance, moved God to throw off his oppressor. He revived Israel's character and restored its place, peace. In the inner city today, tradition family life is breaking down. In days past, we may have been poor, but we have Christ, love, and family values. The church forms the hue of the community, and people respect law. But now we see drugs infested home, church indifferent to their community, problems, government injustice, and sometimes abuse, loss, enforcement. Is there any hope for our community? Yes, our hope is in the grace of God. When people repent, turn to God, and seek him in prayer, he restores them. When the church prays, God restores the lust of its character and its power to influence the community and culture. When we make God the center of our lives, his spirit lives within us will help us restore our home, church, and community. When we seek God in prayer, we will restore us again. He will restore us again. He is the same God who promised, and that will restore David's fallen tent. I will repair its broken place, restore its ruin, and build it as it used to be. Amos 9:11. The prayer said, Lord, help me to bring this rebelling nation into subject and be reconsider of my family, my community, my church, but most of all of you, Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Auntie Marie, have any good news to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay, amen. Auntie Carrie?
Yes, I have Jeremy with me, and he want to read. Then I'll read after he finishes.
Okay, all right, Jeremy.
Yes. In John 5:35-36, and these were a multitude of a blind hut withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whoever first after the troubling of the water, the plant was made full of whatsoever peace he had. And a certain was there which had a infernal thirst of 38 years.
Okay. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jeremy.
Okay. I'm gonna read.
Thank you.
I'm gonna read.
Okay.
Psalm 93.
Okay. Amen.
Okay.
Did I lose you?
I'm back.
Okay.
Okay, I will read Psalm 93. The Lord lingers. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength. Wherewith he has girded himself. The world also is established, that cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, that are from everlasting. The flood is up, for the floods have lifted up their voices. The flood lifted up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of any water, than the mighty waves of sea. Their testimony are very sure. Holiness becomes their house, O Lord, forever. Amen.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Auntie Dot, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 100.
Amen.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that had made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep are his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and mercy is everlasting, and the truth endureth to all generations. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. want to thank everyone for their reading. And we'll move right into our sick and shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, excuse me, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your courts with praises. Father God, we ask that you continue to heal Angela Patton, Hubert Lowe, Daniel Lowe, Daddy Werner, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, Ruth Edwards, Sister Shirley and family, Tally and family, the Moody family, Jessica Smith, Angela Burns, Rochelle Bessler, Valerie Crockett, the Rossiter family, Carlos and the Wells family, Stanley Robertson, Lenny and family, Isaiah, the Norris family, Josh and Kim, Quentin, Rayco and family, Charles and Val, Malachi, Mario, DeMarcus, Tony, LaTanya, Sedaria, Janet Williams, Vicki Hussman, Eddie Tipman, Calvin, and Werner. Call the first name.
Jesse
Werner, and Mary Ann, Mary Lowe, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for the healing that you are performing right now in our sick and shut-ins. We ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, and we know that there is power in the blood. Father God, we ask that you lift them up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you working in them. Heavenly Father, we call on Jehovah Rapha for complete healing. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, we need to honor birthdays for the week of April 5th through April 11th. Any birthdays we need to recognize at for that week?
For what? Oh, no. It ain't me.
April 5th through the 11th. Okay, all right. We know it's someone's birthday. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's see. Auntie Betty, would you do the honor?
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that birthday song, Auntie. Okay, that brings us up to our praise testimony, songs and poems, share what's on your heart. So I'll go down the list. You can share. If not, just say pass. And I will start out with Auntie Dot.
I pass.
Okay, amen. Auntie Carrie.
I pass. Jeremy want to read again.
All right, Jeremy, go ahead. Amen.
The whole chapter of Divine Shepherds. The Song of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in the green pastures, and leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul, he leadeth me in the path of uprightness. For his name's sake, yea, do I walk through the valley of shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for through thou art with me. They thy hold
God
and thy safe
staff
they comfort me. Though thou prepare a table before me in the head of with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Great reading, Jeremy. Awesome. Amen. Thank you for that reading. Let's see here. Auntie Marie, anything you want to share with the group, a praise report? Or
I got that.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I passed.
Pass. Okay, amen. Daddy?
Well, I go ahead. I'll be reading repentance, bring forgiveness. You know why he seek the Lord while he is near. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God. For he will abundantly pardon. He will hear to those who have broken heart and save such as have a contrite spirit. That everyone may turn from the evil, that I may forgive my sin. I acknowledge my sin to you and my iniquity. I have not hidden. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to us our sin and clean us all righteousness. Therefore, and be converted that your sin may be I will hear what God, the Lord, will speak, for he will speak peace to his saints. So let them not turn back to foolish mean from sin as well as to God. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Daddy. And Auntie Betty, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to try to sing tonight.
Amen.
Revive us again. We pray thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, the Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, sunny glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. Abounding glory, revive us again. We pray thee, O God, for the Spirit of light, who has shown us as Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah, Abounding glory, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, Abounding glory, revive us again. All glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who had borne all our sin and had cleansed every stain. Hallelujah, Abounding glory, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, Abounding glory, revive us again. Revive us again. Fill your heart with our love. May your soul be rekindled. We'll fight from above. Hallelujah, Abounding glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, Abounding glory. Revive us again. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for that song, Auntie Betty. And that leads me to Mom. Anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to read this prayer coming from Luke 11, 1 through 13. It says, when we make a commitment to Jesus Christ, God grant us a new walk and a new talk. Talking to the Lord is prayer. By praying is more than just saying what we feel. Make a commitment to Christ. Know the power of the Holy Spirit transforms the heart. And from the transformed heart come a new desire for what we want and need. What comes naturally to us is a living according to the flesh. But Jesus teaches us how to walk and talk in the Spirit. Jesus prayed. Jesus' prayer is a modern prayer that seeks the range of God's will on earth. See also Matthew 6:10. Though if we are channels to put outside our personal quest to gain, because what is best for us is that God will, not our will, be done. See also Luke 22:42. When we pray daily, we ought to acknowledge God's sovereignty. We ask the Lord to meet our basic needs because we learn it is only through the Lord that we live and move and have our being. Acts 17:28. We make a commitment to the Lord, confessing and repenting, to know and to unknown sin because we are working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians 2:12, we should also ask the Lord to give us the strength to love others as we want others to love us. We ought to tell the Lord we want to be kept by him and not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. That Galatians 5:1. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Let's see here. I have a quote that I would like to share with everyone. And it says, to show his love, Jesus died for us. To show our love, we live for him. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
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 Okay, next week will be another open session, unless you hear otherwise. Amen.
Amen.
And Jeremy, how old are you?
He's 11.
11. Great reading. Great reading. Keep it up. Keep it up. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, is there anything anyone else have to share before I do the conclusion? Okay, amen. Next week, as I said, will be an open session. And that concludes our program for tonight. The Nelson family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. Jeremy, you're welcome to come back anytime. We really appreciate the reading that you shared with us tonight. Amen.
Amen.
And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Remember to keep God first in all that you do and put on your full suit of armor daily for protection from our enemy. And may everyone have a blessed week. Jesus loves you and so do I. And Jesus is the reason for this season. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay. Happy Easter, everyone. Have a blessed week. We love you.
Love you too. You have a blessed week and happy Easter.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Our program for tonight, I would like to leave you with this for the week. When you come to the Lord, there is no waiting in line. His ears are always open. Amen. Good night. Have a blessed week.